This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome to Close Up. This is, yes, I'm Phyllis Smith, and I am so happy that you chose to listen to my show today. I'm really excited. This is a really important topic that we're discussing today. All of them are important, but this one in particular, if you're in business, you need to know about this. And it's about video and video marketing. So back in 2011, Cisco Systems predicted that by 2015, the number of people watching video on the internet was expected to nearly double to $1.5 billion, while the amount of video they watch on the web was also seen as doubling to more than an hour a day. So since video usage is growing, and it is 2015, businesses cannot neglect video as a viable marketing tool. People love videos. Why? Because they don't have the patience or time to read through a lengthy product description. In fact, another study conducted just a few years ago showed that including video in emails increased open rates by 5.6% and click-through rates, and this is the important thing, by 96.38% when compared to emails that did not contain videos. So, bottom line, if you're in business, your marketing strategy needs to include video. But you don't have to be spending buku bucks to do it. So, you know, no video, really, video can be done very simply and affordably just using your smartphone. But you still want it to reflect you and your brand in the best way possible. So I bring to you, of course, I have fabulous people on this show who have such a wealth of information, but this one, folks, take her name down, queen of online video coaching and marketing, former award-winning broadcaster for the CBC in Canada, and now online video coach, marketing strategist. Please welcome Jenny Beck. Hey, Jenny.
Wow. Hi, Phyllis. That was an incredible intro. Great to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you, and what you're doing is just so important. And I love the idea of that people don't have to spend, you know, thousands of dollars to hire a crew and a studio. They can actually make videos simply and affordably. So, but that's my first question. So how do you, can you possibly make a professional looking video on your smartphone?
I think the key is just to know a few technical skills about how to use your cell phone, because these days cell phone cameras, they keep getting better and better, and a lot of them now are in HD, high definition, so people are constantly amazed at the quality of videos that I produce, and literally all I use is my cell phone camera. So, you know, there's some basics that you need to know about lighting and sound, but ultimately I believe, because we live in the YouTube generation now, people are really used to seeing do-it-yourself video. The key is how you're showing up in front of the camera. That's the more important part. You know, it's like, how's my energy? How's my passion? How confident am I in front of the camera? Which is why I believe those performance skills are so important in today's age, because as you mentioned, everything online is about video these days, because of course, a lot of people like to take in information in different ways. Some people do like to read, but of course, with video, it's that much more intimate, and people can get a real sense of who you are and just, you know, like what you stand for when they can watch you in video. So really, it just comes down to learning a few new skills. You know, just like think about it, like social media, when that was new, people didn't know how to use Twitter or Facebook. And again, this is like a new skill set. So as we evolve in technology, it's just about learning a few new things. And I believe when it comes down to cell phone camera, you can really do it in a way that is not complicated. You know, it's not a, you don't have to be like highly technical to do it.
Right. I mean, it's so easy to overthink things, like who doesn't, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, but you really don't have to overthink it. Are all smartphones created equal? Is there one in particular you recommend? Let's start from the technical standpoint.
Well, you know, I'm myself an Apple, a Mac user, so I have the iPhone 6 right now. And again, every time a new phone comes out, the quality is so good. But certainly the Google phones or the Samsungs, like any of the Android phones, I mean, really, if you are at a point where it's time to upgrade your phone, I would look into the camera quality and just make sure that it's HD. And these days, most of the cameras now you can do in HD. And then also, you know, check it out. Like, it's funny, you think about, oh, okay, when I'm thinking about a cell phone, I'm thinking more about my monthly plan and how many minutes can I get on it. But I would encourage you to also compare what's the quality of the cell phone, because they would all have different specifics about it. But really these days, I mean, I was doing videos on my iPad like 3 years ago, and still that looked great as well. So really, I know a lot of women tend to get a little intimidated by the technology part of it. As you said, don't overthink it. However, you know, ask a few questions when you are thinking about getting a new cell phone. And I bet the one you have right now is probably just fine as well.
So you have a really cool tripod, so that people can do like these video selfies on. So you know, you don't have to hire a crew or have your best friend hold it for you. Tell us about that.
It's a little tiny tripod. It's meant specifically for a cell phone. I use a brand called Joby, J-O-B-Y. Literally, you can just Google J-O-B-Y cell phone tripod, and you'll see that. Or if you just go to your local camera store, you can find all sorts of different attachments that'll hold your cell phone. And the reason I love this is, you know, one thing technically about video is you don't want things to be shaky. So if you're just holding your camera, you know, holding your cell phone out there just with your arm, you know, it can be a little bit shaky. So ultimately, ideally, you do want something that's really stable. So this is a tiny little tripod. I carry it in my purse at all times because I never know when I might be in the mood to record a video or something really cool is happening, or I find myself in a really interesting location. So I think, oh, I'm going to record a quick video while I'm here. And what I love is that the legs, while you can just stand them straight like a regular tripod, a mini tripod, you can also bend them. So I've like, you know, wrapped it around a tree, different poles, like so that I can be really flexible in my location and still get a nice, steady shot with my cell phone video camera.
Speaking of location, I want to just get into aesthetics now, and then we're gonna talk about performance. So I mentioned in the intro about, you know, anybody can do a video, but you want it to reflect your brand and you. So what are some things that people need to consider in terms of their aesthetics, you know, like their background, what they're wearing, things like that? What are some guidelines in that area?
Yes, a lot of people worry about what's in the backdrop. So for the most part, if you can get things fairly neutral, and then also something that makes sense to what you're doing. You know, if you're a lawyer, it might make sense to be in front of a bookcase with a lot of, you know, serious-looking law volumes. If you're an interior decorator, that doesn't make so much sense, right? If you're an interior decorator, maybe it makes more sense for you to be in a really spacious living room. So you just want to be thinking about, okay, do I want things looking a bit more professional or not? One thing I would say about backdrops, a lot of times people think, oh, I've got this like plain white wall. I'm just going to stand in front of that wall and that's going to be just fine. Now, the thing is that, yeah, that look, I mean, you know, Apple made it really popular with those commercials, all this beautiful bright white backdrop, very sort of like clean and crisp. Really, in order to get that look, it takes a lot of lighting. So very few people can pull that off just in their home studio or in their home office. And what it looks like often is that your back is up against the wall. So it's kind of like your back is up against the wall. So the feeling it gets on the camera is that it's a very small cubbyhole space. What I would recommend, if at all possible, is to have a lot of space behind you, depth behind you. So that gives off a sense of expansion, a sense of abundance, right? So that feels like a lot more comfortable for people to meet you in that space versus we're meeting in this tiny little closet, which is what it can feel like if your back is up against the wall.
Right.
So that'd be my number one tip, is just have some space behind you.
Say you and I have a similar background. You know, I was a television producer for years, producer on the Today Show. I produce all of our marketing videos for eWomen Network. And one thing that I also would recommend in terms of lighting, you brought up lighting about Apple's lighting. So So you don't have to go and get like any fancy lighting, but I would recommend where you are somewhere where you can have some really nice natural light on you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want the harsh, you don't want a harsh light. And also light is very tricky because your lighting in your office is different than the lighting outside. So let's say you're in an office and you're near a window, I would probably turn off an overhead light, you know, so that you can really just get the full effect of that natural lighting. And I just want to reiterate again what you said, space between you and your background. I often have seen this where you see people like next to a bookcase and it, it looks terrible. That when you have that space, it's also going to make the background a little bit out of focus, but it gives it more perspective and more depth. So I'm going to reiterate that. But so go ahead, talk about wardrobe now.
Yeah, and I agree with you completely because ultimately we want you, the person in front of the camera, the entrepreneur, to be the focus of attention, not all the books. Like, oh, what are the books that have been there? So in terms of wardrobe, I mean, if you're really hardcore, you could wear your branding colors. You know, it depends on how committed you are. But ultimately, bright jewel tone colors look best on camera. You know, a lot of women think, oh, I want to look slimmer. I'm going to wear black. Oh, black is terrible because you can't see any dimensions in black. It just looks like your floating head on top of this black hole. And white, yeah, you don't want that. And then white is really tough because white tends to, you know, there's a lot of, you know, bounces a lot of light. So that can also make you, make like, wash your skin color out, sort of drain you if you're wearing white. So avoid white and black and avoid any, like, busy patterns or stripes because that can, it's called the moiré effect, which basically means it just starts going really wavy on camera. You might see this if you ever watch the news. And there's a gentleman on camera with a striped tie on. And if you look at the tie, it's all going wavy. And, you know, people might think you're on acid or something when they're watching your video. And you want, you don't want that happening, right? So just to keep it safe, bright, you know, jewel tone colors, solid colors look great on camera.
Right. One thing I want to bring up, and this is what everybody forgets, Jen, is audio, okay? So when, now the way you combat, you work with audio when you're shooting is you need to get close enough to your iPhone, for example, if you're using an iPhone, so that the audio picks up. And the iPhone does fabulous video and audio. So you have to be very careful. I mean, if you want to step away from the camera and you want the you want to record your audio where so that it's, you know, if you're not getting like more, if you're outside, for example, you're not getting more bird noise or wind noise than you, you need to be close to that camera. If you're not, then you need to get a microphone. And they make, you can get a like a microphone that attaches to you and to your iPhone. I've used that. You might then need assistance from somebody to hold the mic or to, so, you know, that kind of gets a little complicated. But please don't forget audio. I get videos, I see videos all the time with people like, oh yeah, they shot me, you know, giving a speech on stage, but no, they weren't mic. The only audio they get
terrible.
From speaker, and you know, the speaker system, and it's horrible. So audio is as important as video, right?
Yeah, and oftentimes people forget that because video is a visual medium, so they're just thinking about how it looks. But what's the point if people cannot hear what you're saying clearly, or if they're straining? That's just really annoying, and they're probably not going to watch the video because nobody wants to go through all of that. Ultimately, when it comes down to it, the really basic DIY, do-it-yourself tip for audio is to never be more than an arm's length away from your camera. So just extend your arm out and make sure that you're no more than an arm's distance away, and then you should be fine. And then, of course, project. Speak like you mean it. Speak like you're speaking to a bigger room so that the camera can pick you up as well.
Yes, that's it. That's great. Now, then let's move into performance, okay? So speaking like you mean it doesn't mean yelling. It means, you know, speaking with confidence. So how about, can you give us at least three tips for performing effectively on camera?
Yeah, so for sure, one of the most common pieces of feedback I give people in front of the camera is more energy. Now, again, you're right. A lot of people think, if it's more energy, I need to speak louder and speak faster. It's like, no, it's a lot more energy, but it's a grounded energy. So literally, you are really grounded, and then you're also like going like much bigger as well. I mean, I say go 10 times bigger in front of the camera because it's just the nature of the medium. It just flattens you out. So even though you feel like you're being like really big in front of the camera, when you watch it, you're like, oh, it didn't really come across as that big. So there's just sort of, you just have to understand that the camera requires about 10 times more of anything from you. The next one I always say is smile. Oh my gosh. It's like, because we're used to seeing smiling people on a screen, whether it's on television, on movies, and we just have to exaggerate that because people feel like they're smiling. But then when they actually watch it, they're like, oh, I look so serious, even though they thought they were smiling. So smiling and talking is a real skill set, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Which is one thing I recognize. Well, I just have that. I didn't even know it was a skill. But most people struggle with that. So It's just something to have in your toolkit to be able to smile and talk when it's necessary. And, of course, people feel like it's a lot more friendly. You know, you mean no harm when they see someone with a smile on their face. And then the last one I would say is to use your hands when you're talking and make sure that we can see your hands, not all the time, but just popping in and out in your video because it just adds a new level of energy there, engagement, and also it really comes down to trust. You know, we want people to trust us when they watch our video, and sort of seeing a person's hands is really critical on some subconscious levels about establishing trust. You know, imagine if someone came up to you and their hands are behind their back, or, you know, you're at a table and their hands underneath the table. There's just something about that you feel a little bit like, oh, I don't trust this person. So just to remember to have your hands moving while you're talking and to make sure we can see that in your video.
How long would you recommend a video should be?
Oh, I would say aim for a minute and a half, 2 minutes max. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it depends. If you're doing a training video, you know, it depends on your relationship with the audience that you're sending this video to. But for the most part, you know, the minute I know for myself, if I see a video and I'm like, oh, and I click on it and then I see it's 10 minutes or 7 minutes, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that right now. But If I see it's like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, yeah, I can sit there for that much time. You know, these days everyone's busy. Everyone's time crunched.
Right. Okay, listen, we're going to take a short break. But before we do, I want you to know, folks, that if you are interested in diving deep and taking a really great video kind of retreat workshop, Jenny's got one coming up with the president of eWomen Network, Kim Yancey. You want to tell us real quick, Jenny, what that is before we go to our short break?
I'm so excited about this program. It's called the Star Power Shine Program, and it's a 4-day live event that happens in Dallas right at the eWomen Network's headquarters. Kim Yancey is involved, and how it works is on the first 3 days, we'll teach you how to use your cell phone camera so that you can be so comfortable, so confident just using your cell phone camera. And I'm going to share with you all of my trade secrets of how to perform authentically so you feel like it's really you. And this comes from a decade working as a TV host and reporter. And then on the fourth and final day, we bring you into the eWomen Star Power studio, and we record a professional 1-minute video intro that you can post on your homepage. So I love this. You walk away with a professional video ready to post on your homepage, and the skills on how to record video on your own cell phone so that you can continue video blogging or adding more video content to the other pages of your website. So again, that happens in November, November 16th to the 19th in Dallas. And if you'd like to register, there's an icon right on the homepage of the eWomen Network homepage website. That's eWomenNetwork.com, and you can register there.
Beautiful. Okay, so we got more, folks. Now you know you've created your video. Now you need to know how to market it. So stick around. We've got a very short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into what to do next when you've got your brilliant video.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. You can listen to us Tuesdays, noon Eastern, on the EWN Radio Network. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. Listen to me and my guest Tuesdays, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on the EWN Radio Network as we help you learn how you can be a thriving entrepreneur.
You're listening to Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome back. What a juicy, juicy conversation I am having with Jenny Beck. Jenny is a master at video, creating fabulous videos, marketing videos. She is a former award-winning broadcaster for the CBC in Canada. And so we've been talking about, you know, how to make great videos on your own without spending a bazillion dollars to hire a crew or studio. Not that that's a bad thing, because that also, you know, there's other kinds of videos you would use that for, a demo reel or speaker demo or, you know, a sizzle reel. You know, there's different reasons to you go that route. But generally, video, you know, for social media marketing, for example, pre-creating content for your website, it's crucial, and you know, it's growing more and more. So now that Jenny, we've got the brilliant video, what would be the first step now in terms of marketing our videos?
Well, I think the key is, you know, a lot of people think, oh, wow, I created this video, now the whole world's going to, like, watch it and I'm going to explode. You know, it's like anything else. It takes a lot of consistency, right? So, I mean, even before, you might want to think about a more of a content marketing plan. Like, okay, am I going to be recording a video once a month as, you know, sending it out to my list? Kind of like the newsletter. Instead of doing the newsletter, do I want to do video every now and again? But ultimately, what I recommend always is to post it up on YouTube. So if you don't have a YouTube channel right now, I would say that's the first step. Go ahead and get yourself your YouTube channel, mostly because you want to be able to get the right YouTube name. You don't want to be Jenny Beck 4276, right? And right now, there's still some available real estate out there. So I would say go and get your YouTube name first, either under your name or your company name, just to make sure you have that. So I would post it up on YouTube, and then once it's up on YouTube, then you can get that share URL link, and you can share it if you have a Twitter account or your Facebook page, or if you, again, want to put it out and embed it as part of one of your newsletters, whether you might be using, you know, MailChimp or Infusionsoft. Now, if you're like, I don't have any of this stuff, what I would say is just make sure you put it on your website. You know, pretty much every website, I would imagine, these days, if you're using WordPress, very easy to post a video. So what you would do is just, you know, click the little icon that has the video camera, and then you can copy and paste, you know, the code from YouTube, and then that'll put your video on there. So really, you hopefully you already have a bit of a distribution network in terms of how you are communicating with your potential customers and clients.
And when you say create I love, you know, the content marketing plan, because would you say the video, I mean, you how important content is How, when you're creating a content marketing plan, how would somebody do that who's never done video, and maybe they're not the kind of, you know, they're not the kind of person that you know, that thinks about content as much, or they're not big bloggers. How do you come up with the content, and you know, and then plan for it?
Mm-hmm. So I would start with a big brainstorming session first of all, and some easy places to start would be FAQs, frequently asked questions. What are the questions that you're hearing again and again from your clients, or, you know, people you're talking to, your customers? What are they asking you? So I would start there. So write out a whole bunch of frequently asked questions. And then you can think of SAQs, the should ask questions. These are the questions that, you know, you think people should be asking you because, again, you're the expert, you're the entrepreneur, you're the one that knows most about your industry and business. So these are the questions that you think people should be asking. So I would write all of those out. Then I would think about, what are all the problems that my customers or clients have? You know, really trying to get out of your own shoes and getting into the shoes of your customer. And what are the problems that they're having that your business or service or product can solve? So I would sort of download a whole bunch of ideas like that. And then I would think, how often do I want to send out a video? So if you're a person that maybe sends out a regular newsletter, maybe every 2 weeks, maybe you want to think, okay, 1 week I'm going to do a written newsletter, and then I might just change it up, and the next time I'll do a video, right? You don't have to commit to video all the time. You can mix it up. Sometimes it's a written newsletter, sometimes it's a video. I always recommend start conservatively at first, you know, maybe think about one video a month. And that way, if you find that works, then you can crank that up to maybe every 2 weeks or maybe eventually to every week. But I wouldn't start too ambitiously because you just have to make sure it works with you. And what happens a lot is we get really excited and we're like, okay, I'm going to do one every week. And then after a while, you get busy in your business and then you're like, oh, and then you just give up. So I'd rather see you start conservatively and then increase the number of videos that you're producing. So then let's just say one a month. So that's 12 in a year. And then I would just think, okay, is there anything happening in the season that makes sense to any of the topics that I've come up with here? So, you know, around September, maybe that's more like back to school or, you know, reevaluating, you know, thinking more strategically about your business. You know, around the summertime, maybe you want to do more fun, more light one. So you can just sort of map it out, January, February, the different topics you want to video blog about. And then I would bulk record a whole bunch of them in one day.
Brilliant.
So, you know, I would say, you know, maybe at the beginning, it'll take you much longer at the beginning just because you're new at it, and be easy on yourself. Oh my goodness. Women we're so hard on ourselves, right? So maybe just think, okay, today I'm going to aim to write and record 3 video blogs and get it done in one day. So now you're done for 3 months if you're going to do one a month, right? So the key is you just change your outfit. You record a video, put on a different jacket, record your second video, put on a scarf, change, you know, pull your hair back. It's a new day. Just record another video. So that's a great time-saving technique that I think is so important that women really need to know about.
I love it. And, you know, I read somewhere recently that you could also repurpose. You can just pull the audio from your video and put it on iTunes, you know. So
that's
a great idea. Yeah, there's different ways. And one other thing I want to bring up that I'm seeing a lot of now that's really gaining some traction is this Periscope. And this is live streaming where people are just videotaping, you know, and what they do is they'll live stream from their iPhone or their smartphone, and then it creates a conversation in part of that. Or they might be doing a speech. One thing I want to say about that is it's all depending. A lot of times the internet isn't so great, and then you'll see it freezing, and it drives me crazy. So I'm not sure I'm crazy about it, but I think it's definitely gaining in traction. What do you think about Periscope?
Well, I think what's so cool about it is that it's the immediacy. I mean, if you think about news, because you and I both have a news background, when a reporter is live on the scene, there's like a different level of energy there. And also, as the audience member, it's more exciting because you know this is happening right here, right now. And there's something a little bit more like, wow, are they going to make a mistake? Like, what could happen? Like, there's no safety net there. So
yeah.
This is why something like Periscope can be really exciting, because it's so immediate. So people feel like they're part of something bigger, because this is happening right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time as well, if you're brand new to video, or you're brand new to, you know, public speaking, or, you know, just, you know, performing in front of a camera, I probably wouldn't recommend going that route quite yet. Like, I would just practice a little bit just to make sure you've got a level of comfort that you're like, okay, you know. Or if you're at the place where you're like, I don't really care. Like, I'm going to go for it, and my audience, like, they're going to understand that I'm trying something new, and you're going to, you know, you can be vulnerable about it too, and just embrace your mistakes. I think there's a beauty in that as well. But certainly, it's a cool technology, and again, everything is getting, like, it just, everything keeps, you know, evolving and changing, which is why I think the technology is so exciting. And the key is just to dip your toe in. Like, don't get intimidated by all of this stuff. Like, just get your toe in. Because video
right.
is the future. Like, it's here, and it's the future. You cannot avoid it.
And we have to wrap up. We could go on and on. There's so much to know. But one way you can dip your toe in and your foot and possibly even go up to your ankle is this Star Power Shine program that Jenny is doing with the president of eWomen Network, Kim Yancey, on November 16th through the 19th. And this is a 4-day workshop, 3 days intensive workshop, where Jenny is going to just give you everything she knows, you know, about producing great videos. And then the 4th day, you go into the eWomen Network Star Power Studio, and that's where you're going to actually create a studio and take what you've learned in those 3 days and make a video. So that's November 16th through the 19th. If you want to register for that, go to eWomenNetwork.com on the homepage, and there is a little, you can see a little banner up there. Click on that, and that'll take you to a place for you to register. So Jenny, thank you so much. I so appreciate you. This is such an important topic. If you're in business, you can't do without video. So, you know, thank you for listening. And if you want more, join Jenny on November 16th through the 19th, and that will be in Dallas. Thanks, Jenny.
My pleasure, Phyllis.